Welcome to episode 9 of the Anna Hughes podcast. Things have been very different in the last couple of weeks, really, or since my last podcast recording. And I want to be really transparent because, to be really honest, I haven't managed to get a new guest on the show. I was really planning ahead for the first 8 calls and podcast recordings, and I had tons of ideas of who I was going to invite onto the show, and everybody said yes, and that's basically the result, to have these 8 podcasts already. But this week I feel a little bit stuck, and I decided to do like a spontaneous question and answer thing, specifically for endurance athletes, but also for people that, you know, are just trying to look to improve their nutrition. And it's 9:30 on a Sunday, and for the last like 3 days I've been procrastinating this recording because I was thinking, well, maybe I'm going to just have that light bulb moment of another guest that I want to invite. And instead I just did some other things. And yeah, basically it's now the time though to provide you with a different kind of podcast where I'll just answer a couple of questions that I've been getting recently from 2 people and want to take the time to answer them in as much detail as I can. And maybe you followed my road to 100 miles. I just want to say a few more words before we go into the questions. And it's basically a race that I've long looked at over the last few years, but never really had the confidence to say yes and commit. And if you know me, you know that I'm all about commitment and trying to accomplish, or actually aiming to accomplish, really big goals. But it just so happened that with so much private turmoil in the last few years, I didn't really race any races until last summer. And it took me a while, since we've been here for the last half a year, 6 months, it took me a while to realize that I really feel that I have the confidence to tackle 100 miles. And it's also always been the case that every time I thought about doing 100 miles, I thought, no, it's not, just not going to work with my job. I was employed until last year, and I wasn't really working long hours, but I was just working and dedicated and committed and having my family, my kids to look after and take care of, and my sport really played like a side role. I mean, it still does. It's not really that I plan my training like in super detail. I always know what I'm doing, but it's not like I dedicate my whole time, entire time, to just my training. It's that attitude, I think, that's in me, being an athlete, that's really evolved over the years. And so really what I decided is to take you on my journey to 100 miles. Maybe you are already experienced with running 100 miles. That's great. Let me know if you have any tips, and just send me an email or find me on Facebook or contact me on Facebook Messenger. And if you also think about tackling your first ultra distance or any other big event that you have going on, maybe an adventure race, maybe a multi-stage race, you can follow my journey. And every day, and maybe not every day, 4, 5, 6 times a week, I'll put up videos on YouTube. Just find my channel on Anna Hughes, I think. I need subscribers, so this is like the official demand for you here, that I really, really would love and appreciate if you'd subscribe to my channel, because once I have 100 subscribers, I have the normal name going, which is Anna Hughes. So that would help me so much for people to find me, because the message is, it's not just the distance, that's the running part. There's so much more preparation that goes with it. It's more like a spiritual journey for me. I'm very curious what I'm going to discover and find out about myself as I go, what kind of challenges I'm facing once I go into longer training sessions, how I'm going to do everything with my business and all the other things that are going on, my kids and my partner and my family, basically. So I have other commitments, and the challenge is to have a good race, finish the race in a good time. I have my set time that I want to run. But it's the journey that really matters, because, like I said, the preparation isn't just physical. It's all the other pillars, the nutrition, the mindset, the spirituality, and how you balance everything out. Even though people say there isn't such a thing as balance, balance is bullshit, I say it is, because if I only train like all day long, I would fall into neglecting other areas in my life. And I'm really strongly aligned to my core values, one of them being fitness and family, and it is a challenge every day to, you know, to tackle both in a good way without rushing through my training, without rushing things with the family, but to find that balance of tuning into my body. How do I feel? What's good today? I'm not really chasing down the miles just to have the mileage clock down. I'm not doing so many things that people say you should do, and I've also not been reading, which is unusual for me. I've not been reading a lot about 100 mile races because I want to really find my own way. I have like two or three resources I'm studying more intensively, but for now I just follow my nose and I tap on my experience in other distances I've tackled so that I know I'm going to be ready for when the day comes at the end of July. So the YouTube videos are called The Road to 100 Miles, and I always put the day up, so if it's like day 8 out of 118, that's like a countdown. So to give you an idea, just log on to YouTube and find the first videos. Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss an episode. It's always short videos, around 45 seconds up to maybe 2 minutes at the most, because I always try to keep my message short so that you get just the essence of what's happening on that specific day. I'm focusing on nutrition, on equipment, on mindset, which is a big thing for me, and I'm also trying to find my own solutions to challenges. Like, I want to extend and expand my mindset capacity, because I feel like I've just been going through the same stuff over the years, which has worked. And if something works, there's like no need to change things as such. But I feel there's a need for me to expand, to try different techniques, to go deeper into the resources that I'm currently studying and reading in books. So, yeah, hopefully, to finish this part of the podcast for now, hopefully I'm going to find new guests next week and the weeks following after that, because I really want to keep up the rhythm. It's my commitment to you to provide you with value and with interesting people, the change makers, the leaders, the thought breakers, people that don't just think in the usual conservative tracks, people that have their own opinion, have tried things their way without following a certain blueprint or formula. And these are the people I find most inspiring, because I'm also on that same path, I think, that's been in my life. As far as I can think back, to always think of different solutions. I mean, if things work for the mainstream, they do. But there's got to be something else, and I'm always looking for that deeper part. It's just me. It's just accepting that part of me if I'm ticking. And that's what I'm trying to pass on in my coaching too, which is another subject I'm going to talk about later, because I'm really seriously re-evaluating my services for you. I have something big in the planning, more packages, more offers, more really, really high-end stuff, premium coaching, so you get the best experience with me, getting you your ultimate results, which means that if you're looking to shed the pounds, if you're looking to get into really good shape, feel good in your body, feel good about the way you eat, maybe have a career change on your path, get a pay rise, have more fulfilled relationships, generally just get yourself into a much happier place. That's the people I'm looking for. People that are seriously committed and say yes to their goal and yes to their challenges. People that need support, literally 24/7. And that's what I'm going to offer. And it's a premium 90-day coaching package. The prices are going to go up pretty soon, probably by the end of next week, so I'm gonna probably send a newsletter to you to share with you all the details that you need if you're interested. Like I said, I'm looking for people like you that are committed, that don't just talk about things and say, oh, this is what I would like to have, like to be. People that say, yes, I'm so strongly committed to help you, to support you and guide you to where you want to get to, because that's what I stand for, and holding you accountable as much as I can. There's also going to be private meetings or personal meetings where we get to know each other in person, so you get the whole experience. It's not just online and coaching calls and emails. It's the personalized coaching. It's a mix of online and in-person meetings. But I'm going to tell you more about that in a newsletter. So for now, let's just switch to the actual episode, the question and answer episode today. I've got my questions prepared, and I've got a cup of lemon ginger tea here too. So, which I always drink in the evening, or sometimes I do. Let me just read out the first question to you. So, like I said, this run is completely different. It's very spontaneous. I mean, I had it in the planning for a while to just throw in some Q&A, so ask me anything type of episode. But I was kind of hesitant, thinking, well, how you would like it, and I wasn't quite sure and sure about how I would present it, so it doesn't just sound like I'm reading off a paper, which I don't, because I'm enjoying the authenticity and being real to you, just like it is. So let's just start with episode 9 and an open question answer. Ask me anything. So one lady writes, if my longest distance raced is 55 kilometers and I'm looking at a trail event 72 miles mid-September, how might my weekly training look like? Should I be doing long back-to-back? I suspect my weakest area is core work, so probably need to be more focused there. I don't know, I just want to push myself, but I need to be confident to finish because this one is going to be my big fundraiser. Any advice? Much appreciated. Well, there's still like 5 months to go, and to have raised 55k is already a really good foundation. There's that experience in your body, which is, it's like it's stored. It's inside you. It's like the muscle memory, the mind memory. You know what it feels like, and you know you've been able to tackle that distance. So 72 miles, of course, is nearly double when I'm calculating right. 72 miles, just over 110, 120k, which is slightly different. But I would suggest that if you trace back to what worked for the race, for the 55k race for you in your training, integrate that into your training routine. Try to stay conservative over the next 2 months so that you have like a proper preparation type of phase for at least 12 weeks, if not 14 or 15, maybe even 16 weeks. But for now, it's all about the maintenance, like feeling good about yourself, having built a strong foundation, doing some speed work. But the real actual training shouldn't take you longer than 3 months. Yeah. So I tend to prepare for my bigger races, even like the 100 miler. I'm properly training. I've built a foundation over the winter, but the actual proper training doesn't start until 3 months before the race, which is at the end of April. So again, it's a slight increase of distance, but yeah, you would need to increase the mileage on your long runs. The back-to-backs are often done in a pretty strange way by some people that I've been following online. And the case is that people usually run like a really long run on the first day and then just do a little trot the day after. But you really want to tire yourself out to get the effect of what you will have in an ultra, like a 72 mile distance. So say if you run, 30 miles on day one, do like 22, 23 on the next day. And the thing really is, the key is to do these runs at a pretty decent pace. You don't want to just be jogging around at like 120 pulse or 125. You really want to, you know, feel your heart going up and pumping. You want to challenge yourself, find routes that resemble a race course. If you have a race with a pretty hilly course, try to find the terrain to train on that also offers you that type of terrain you're going to have to face in the race. So there's no surprises, no like unknowns. Your body, your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments are all kind of adapted to that kind of environment that you're going to have to race and run. So the more you kind of imitate that, the more confidence and self-belief you're also going to build on the side note here, on the mental side. So again, the back-to-backs need to be run at a decent pace. And usually on day two, people get tired. It's like, I had to slow down. But it's not the point, because you want to face that tipping point where your body feels tired and it's supposed to feel tired. But if you do that, you know what it feels like comes race day. And in any ultra, you're going to face those downs of feeling, oh, I'm tired, my body's shutting down, and my mind is just not on it and with it. And that's the moments where you can actually call the back-to-back runs, which are really, really important. But try to just stay like around the 2.5 hours for now, 2.5 hours, maybe 3, but not even. And increase the mileage as time goes by and you're in full preparation about 3 months before the race. And then you may want to get up to 4 hours, 4.5 hours. And then also on day two, like running 3, 3.5 hours. So it's a huge block, but try to have a rest day, a very easy day, the day before your first back-to-back. You know, don't just do a tempo run or speed interval or hill reps the day before your first back-to-back, because you're going to just like screw the effect. And like I said, the pace is really quite crucial. Run at a decent pace so you still can talk a little bit, but it's not like you're just jogging along, clocking the miles and time on your feet. It's really running a decent pace. So that was the one question. Core work. Yeah, core work. I mean, that's a whole new episode, a whole different episode I'm going to probably do in the weeks to come on core work and stabilizing exercises. I mean, we all know how important it is to do those exercises, and I know it takes so much discipline, so much like inner motivation to keep with it, but when you do it feels so good. Just so aim for 3 times a week, 10 to 15 minutes. I mean, if it's really what you all you can get your head around, it's better than nothing. It's better to just say, oh, next time, next time, next time. Don't really just commit to those 10 to 15 minutes 3 times a week. You only need to do like 3 or 4 exercises. And if you look at my page, ultrarunninginsights.com, you're going to find an extra navigation part on the menu where I talk about exercises, and you can see some pictures and descriptions of some of the exercises provided. So just have a look there and see what kind of suits you. So yeah, but you can get along with minimum effort but still get big results, because you're going to feel the difference no matter what. You just need to do them and schedule them into your agenda, your calendar, have a little reminder on your phone, listen to your favorite music. I mean, there's all these tricks you can try to apply if nothing is moving and you just feel like you have this huge, oh my god, no, I just don't feel like it. In your head, just think about how you're going to feel afterwards. That can sometimes be that decision between doing them and not doing them. So yeah, I don't know, I just want to push myself. Yeah, pushing is one thing, but to be honest, pushing is not always the best idea, the best advice, because if you push, it feels like really hard work. And what's the point of working hard all the time? Like, there's not much fun involved. There's a line, there's like a difference between doing like aligned, inspired action taking and putting in a lot of intensity into your training, into what you do in other areas of your life, your job, your family commitments, whatever it is. But the thing is that if it just always feels like a push, it's the least you want in your training. The pushing is okay on days where you know, okay, I'm doing 5 kilometer reps, I'm doing 10 hill reps. That's a different kind of push. But if you go into your training for in the first place thinking already, "Ooh, I need to push myself today," you're not going to feel particularly happy or satisfied or contented after the training and even during the training. So might be that you find ways to sabotage yourself and your results and talking yourself down or out of it or don't feel like it. And really try to program yourself in a way that it feels good. Find a good focal point of less pushing, doing more out of inspiration. It's going to make a huge difference, believe me. So yeah, the confidence, like I said before, comes from doing repetitive training, doing everything repetitively. It's like you're building that muscle memory, and you build that self-belief over time, because if you know you're staying committed to yourself, you're keeping the word to yourself, you're going to feel good about it, you're going to gain that confidence, you feel like, oh, I can do this, I can accomplish my goal, and that's what matters. So the confidence is like a side effect of the decision to commit to your goal. And sometimes the thing with having a goal that's really quite far, like down the road in like 4 or 5 months time, is hard to keep the focus. So I suggest that if you want to try and find a little race, like a 10K race or half marathon, or just like a fun race that you can turn into a hard training run, that would be a great idea to throw that in, like, I don't know, in the summertime, maybe 2 or 3 little races you can use to just keep the focus. Because with bigger goals that are further down the road, it's often the case that it just feels so big and so like far away that we can easily drift into losing our focus. And if you just chunk it down into little mini goals, like having that mini goal, like the 10K race coming up or a half marathon somewhere, or just like a fun event, whatever it is for you, that may help you so much to keep the bigger vision up and to keep that inner motivation up, because you just know you're going to have to achieve that next little goal on the way to your big goal. And every time you do, you can celebrate and say to yourself, wow, I've come so far. I've tackled all these little mini goals. I've been able to master them. I'm off to the new one, to the next one. And then comes race day, and you're going to just do so well. And that's the thing with breaking goals down into little chunks and bite-sized pieces. They're much easier to digest than thinking, oh my God, I have so much training to do. How am I going to do this? So I really hope that the lady who wrote me this this question is going to hear this, but I'm going to send her the link anyways. So now that I'm realizing I've talked a lot about this one or this couple of questions, I think that's probably enough for now to digest for you and to really let it sink in. So this is obviously a shorter podcast, but just something very focused and targeted. So I'm going to go into the nutritional side, which I wanted to add today, another time, just to keep it separate. Also much easier for you to navigate through iTunes when you see the topics, the different ones. You can just scroll down and just see what the topic of your interest is. And it's easier if you just know there's nutrition, there's specific training advice. So it's much easier for you. So let's just keep it at that. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this little podcast episode, a lot shorter this time, maybe something you can listen to in the car. I've gotten great feedback from people who have been listening even to the longer ones, like the 2-hour ones with Richard or with N.J. Barney Walt Hampton last week in their cars, and it's great. I really love getting that kind of feedback, because it's, if I can make a difference in one person's life like that and touch many more, that's my mission. That's really all I'm interested in, to provide you different angles, different perspectives, different standpoints for you to think about, maybe change something in your own life. And I'm very curious and interested how some of the episodes that you may have been listening to so far have changed your life and impacted you in some shape or form. I'd love to know how they add value to your life. And feel free to write me a little comment underneath the episode you've listened to on iTunes, subscribe to the channel, pass it on, spread the word. It's supposed to reach as many people as possible. Check my YouTube channel, Anna Hughes. Check out my Road to 100 Mile videos. And there's more in the making, more to come. It's very exciting times. I'm super happy to keep you posted. There's also a trail running camp coming up mid-May here in Germany. It's 2.5 days, starting on the Friday, the 12th of May. Running for 2.5 days till May 14th, Sunday afternoon. We're going to have two groups of trail beginners and advanced trail runners who are both looking to achieve their first, the beginners are looking to achieve their first base race, so to speak, their first trail race they've signed up for. And the second group, which I'm going to guide through some really crazy explorational trails here, are people I'm looking for that have already some experience and are looking to improve their times, are looking to strengthen their ability, getting some really hands-on tips on improving technique, equipment, nutrition. It's going to be a weekend fully packed with one-on-one coaching tips, lots of fun, community. We're only going to take 6 people. My partner and I are going to run this little camp. It's $195 and euros, so it's really quite, I don't want to say cheap, but it's our first one, so we really want to try and offer an experience for people to just come and join us to see how things go. And then we're going to extend it into future ones too. Probably also going to increase the price, because we want to offer people to just get in for now and just, fill it up. We're going to take 6 people. We already have one spot taken. So there's 5 I'm looking for. So if this speaks to you, contact me at anna@annachughes.com, or find me on Facebook. Check out my website, annachughes.com. There's a contact form in the menu at the top of the website. Feel free to join us. It's going to be great. It's taking place in Garmisch, which is an hour outside of Munich. So if you happen to even live abroad and you just fancy coming over and you just feel like it's right for you, just do it. We're here for you, supporting you. The trail camp is conducted in English and in German. So everybody's going to be served in the right way. And I would love to have you on board. So come and join us for a really exciting trail camp weekend in the mountains, on crazy trails and lots of fun and adventure. So for now, let me tell you thank you once again for listening. I truly loved it. I could just ramble on for now, but let's just keep it till some other time. Wish you a great start of the week, and thank you so much for listening and keeping this like podcast going as dedicated as I can. Thank you for being you, thank you for being here, and thank you for joining. Talk to you soon. Bye.